USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for veterans.
Our mission is to mobilize every level of American society to save the lives of our great veterans and support our heroes in need.
Today at the White House, the president signed an executive order that's meant to curb suicide among military veterans. The House is expected to vote on Wednesday on a resolution condemning anti-Semitism. This all stems from comments made by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who said that pro-Israel groups are using political donations to influence U.S. policy in the Middle East. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana on the bill.
Everybody's entitled to their own beliefs, but if you want to sit on the Foreign Affairs Committee and objectively look at and help set the foreign policy of the United States of America, you shouldn't have anti-Semitic beliefs.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Adam. I've been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
At least 23 people have died after tornadoes ripped through eastern Alabama. Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones says they're continuing to search for missing people.
We're concentrating on specific pockets. The search is not as in a broad spectrum.
Jones continues.
It is hoped that we will begin transitioning rather from a search and rescue to a recovery status.
The ISIS bride will not get an expedited hearing in a U.S. court. A federal judge has rejected the request for a quick hearing to determine if she will be allowed back in the United States. Her attorney, Charles Swift, reacts to the decision.
The judge found the risk to her for waiting was speculative. But it's very important that what the judge also found. On the first prong, are we likely to succeed? He found that, yes, we are very likely to succeed in the final our motion and in our final complaint.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and Hillary Clinton says she's not running for president in 2020. At least that's what she told a local TV station in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
The NASCAR Goes West Series continues this week in Phoenix at ISM Raceway. Now, last week, the guys were racing at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. I was up there at the track interviewing some folks, and I had a chance to catch up with Detroit Lions offensive tackle Tyrell Cosby. Now, he's a big guy, and I had a chance to talk to him about his impressions. This was his first NASCAR event.
It's been crazy, really, just to actually be down here and see how everything operates. More so, it's like behind the scenes, walking around all the haulers and seeing those. But it's a lot to take in.
As a fan, what do you think the NFL can possibly take away? You see all the access that folks get. What is there anything the NFL can take away from that?
I don't really know. I feel like NFL does a good job too, just engaging everybody. But just how this whole setup is, it's just all kind of like new to me. It's a new experience, but it's awesome really to be a part of. Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun to do. They look like blasted right in, but just disbelief on it, just actually seeing just how all like the parks kind of operate, and just it's cool. And if I ever get the opportunity, it'd be a blast to do.
The Lions website lists Cosby at 6'5 and 309 pounds. For the second straight year, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is at the top of Forbes' ranking of the world's billionaires. Bezos increased his net worth to $131 billion. Up $19 billion from last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.